1:36. Would like to welcome everyone to the Board of Directors meeting for Mira's Education Inc. It's a nonprofit board which operates Mira's Secondary School. I am Debbie Giaquinta, Chair of the Board, and I will facilitate this meeting. First, we'll take roll call, and when I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and any members of the public. My name is Debbie Giaquinta, and I am the Board Chair. Denise Shields.
Denise Shields, and I serve as a board member.
And Aaron Smith.
Aaron Smith, board member and Mira's Learning Lead.
Thank you. Mary, would you like to introduce yourself and any staff that you have present at the meeting?
Yes, Mary Bixby, founder, president. Let's see who's on the meeting. There's Alina Nuno, who is taking care of our connectivity. Thank you so much. There's Will. Up there, Will Berry is finance administrator, and Lynn Alipio, CBO, and Lynn is development, legal, and all those happy things that have to do with compliance in Sacramento.
Okay.
WCI, that's all. Oh, wait.
No. Angela.
Angela is here somewhere, and there's KW. Who's KW?
Kim Walker.
Kim Walker, welcome. And that's all I see.
Okay, thank you. We do have establishment of a quorum. Do we have a motion to approve item 1.3?
I'll approve, make a motion to approve item 1.3.
And I'll second the motion, Aaron Smith.
Okay, we will conduct our voting via roll call since we are on a virtual meeting. So when I call your name, you will respond A or nay. And Debbie Giaquinta votes in favor. Denise?
In favor, aye.
Aaron Smith?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. We can all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Item 1.5 is the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion for approval of the agenda?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Okay. Denise Shields will second Aaron's motion.
Okay. All right, Debbie Giaquinta, aye. Denise Shields?
Aye.
Aaron Smith?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to public comment, item 2.0. If you would like to participate in public comment, please complete a speaker card and submit it to the staff. Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of Mira's Education Inc. Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes, and speakers may not yield their time. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur regarding items that are not on the agenda at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to briefly respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes, and speakers may not yield their time. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivalently decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. Item 2.1, non-agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on items not on this agenda? Thank you, hearing none, we'll move on. Item 2.2. Agenda items, public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on agenda items? Thank you. Hearing none, we'll continue. Item 3.0, administrative items, and this is item 3.1, consider approval of access to public records policy. Lynn, do you have a report for item 3.1? You're muted.
Charter schools are required to comply with the Public Records Act, and Mira Secondary School complies with this. However, we wanted to adopt a policy that will formalize the procedures on Public Records Act. So we recommend the board to adopt this policy, please.
Okay, and Mary, do you have any additional comments on that?
No, I recommend approval.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion for approval of item 3.1?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to approve item 3.1.
Okay, Debbie Giaquinta seconds it. Debbie votes in favor. Denise Shields?
Aye.
Aaron?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Item 4.0 is the consent agenda. All matters listed on the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved and enacted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion of these items prior to the board vote on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. We have one item, item 4.1, which is to consider approval of the board meeting minutes for October 20th, 2020 and November 4th, 2020. Do I have a motion for approval of item 4.1?
This is Denise Shields, and I'll make a motion to approve 4.1.
Okay.
This is Aaron Smith. I'll second the motion.
Okay. Debbie Giaquinta votes aye. Denise Shields?
Aye.
Aaron Smith?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Item 5.0, action items. Action item 5.1, specific for Mira Secondary School, 5.1.1 is to consider approval of the local control funding formula budget overview for the parents school year 2020 to 2021. Lynn, do you have a report on this item?
Yes, Debbie. AB 1808 added California Ed Code Section 52064, which requires all LEAs to develop the LCFF budget overview for parents that is to be adopted by the governing board and must be submitted on or before December 15. This budget overview provides parents and the intent is to provide them more understandable and transparent explanations, including stakeholders of the school's annual budget. As you can see on the graph, the LEA shows the segmentation of the various revenues by fund sources, as well as the expenditure segmentation.
Thank you. Mary, do you have any recommendations for this item?
Recommend approval.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a motion for approval of item 5.1.1?
This is Denise, and I'll make the motion to approve item 5.1.1.
Debbie Giaquinta will second it. Debbie votes in favor. Denise?
Aye.
Aaron Smith?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Board comments and announcements, item 6.0. From time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. These are informational in nature and do not require action. An announcement is that on Tuesday, December 1st, the Sandia Unified District is conducting a public hearing for the renewal charter petition for Adeo Charter School. The board meeting will start at 4 p.m. Similarly, Adeo Valley Charter School new charter petition is on the board agenda for Moreno Valley Unified School District on Tuesday, December 1st. That board meeting will begin at 5 p.m. Are there any other comments or announcements?
Well, Kim Walker from Hesperia is online. I'd like to invite her if she has anything she'd like to share. Kim?
Hello there. Sorry I was in listen-only mode. How are you?
Great.
Can you share those dates of the charter renewals?
It is tomorrow, December 1st, is the charter renewal at 4 p.m. And then also for the Moreno Valley Unified School District is also on December 1st tomorrow, and that is at 5 p.m.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay, great. Thank you. Item 6.0 is adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn our meeting?
This is Aaron Smith. I'll make a motion to adjourn at 1:41 p.m.
This is Denise Shields, and I'll second that.
All right. Debbie Giaquinta votes in favor. Denise?
Aye.
Aaron Smith?
Aye.
Okay. With that, our meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for